Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya, gets us twitching away in the morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, the last day of April.
Hard to believe April just out like a land. Well, no. Thanks to our executive producer, he's Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
He is baseball Patrick Williams.
That's him. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for confusing us all with that cut.
I've won the championship. They haven't.
Thank you, Giannis.
Thanks for winning that championship.
I think baseball Patrick Williams was reference to your guy, Andrew Vaughn.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I said that in reference to him last week, perhaps. And it was based on the draft status and position and the lack of production.
I'm not gonna
once you're here.
Yeah. Andrew Vaughn needs to get out of there. Hey, it's a Layla Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, can we do this?
Sure.
I feel like there needs to be a handoff ceremony.
A handoff? Well, how do we handle that?
It is a Grody Wednesday.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Grody time!
Thank you. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Grody time.
Marshall Harris is here.
Wait, David, get that to me again. The hey, Grody time. I like that.
I don't know. I don't know where that voice came from.
I liked it, though. I was with it.
Yeah.
I was with it like Tyrese Halliburton's dad was with celebrating.
Oh. Did you see that his occupation is he's a referee. I love it.
I don't know what level.
Yeah.
But
hopefully not a high level.
I don't think he's in the NBA as a referee. That wouldn't have
gone
well.
That was a bold move. That was a dumb move.
That's what his son said.
Yeah,
That's exactly what his son said.
But didn't he apologize on Twitter?
That's not the same.
Once you apologize on Twitter, everything's forgiven.
It's not the same. I get emotions run high and you feel like you're privileged because you're part of the... But I thought Giannis in his 3 minutes and I think 33-second response after the game explaining how he felt about it and how his dad acts, I was like, okay, this is a class issue. Giannis comes from a certain level of class that Tyrese Halliburton's dad can't even imagine taking part in. He's like, we're here to celebrate every single thing that goes wrong. Maybe
you mean class as in grace,
not necessarily
class as in status.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's not a class. It's a class issue as showing respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basic respect.
Yeah. Definitely.
Go celebrate with your son who just hit the game-winning shot.
Doubt
Why
about
are you
it.
In Giannis's face?
It was crass, not class.
Oh,
well, that's off the cuff, right?
Yeah, wow, that was quite a reaction for
Grody
you guys.
Wednesday is great.
Hey, Grody, what about that reaction, Grody?
Oh, I saw what you did there.
All right, is Giannis to the Bulls outrageous to consider?
No.
Yeah, you know why? You know why it's outrageous to consider? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes, tell me why.
See, I love that you guys disagreed.
I don't think it's outrageous because I think he is. I think this may be a flashpoint. We actually are going to talk about some sliding door scenarios in our show today. But it might be a flashpoint where there's been something percolating regarding Giannis and not wanting to talking about A, like going to a bigger city, and then B, like this might, I don't know, is this what does in, you know, the current look of Milwaukee? I mean, think about what happened to Damian Lillard,
yep.
You know?
Well, he's done now. I think he's going to try to come back, but not next year.
That
so
was heartbreaking to,
that was
to watch. So I don't know. I think we might have been witnessing a moment of a change of some sort in the NBA, and I wouldn't be surprised if it affected the Bulls.
Here's the money quote, David. I want all the Europeans to go to all the big markets to see something incredible. This is what I want. This is my dream. That's Giannis. Problem is, the Bulls have been too busy on the mediocrity treadmill to do what they should have done, which is acquire as many picks, as much draft capital as possible to be able to be in the discussion to make a trade for Giannis. So, yes, it's ridiculous.
Picks.
Just get Rob Pelinka and Nico to do
what
the deal.
Say
It'll be
you,
great.
Grody?
Oh, bring me Giannis. Yeah, of course.
With what, Grody?
In terms of a trade?
Yeah.
Anything they need. Anything they want.
And then he has nothing to play with.
How are you all going to deal with it then?
Well, we are going to start by celebrating the Cubs win because they did exactly what they were supposed to do against that team. But it brings up our topic of the day question. How much does another injury after we saw that Shota scare hurt this Cubs team? So we'll get into just the depth piece of this. Elijah Drinkwitz, the University of Missouri head coach, is going to join us to talk about Luther Burden III. We're looking forward to that. Mike Florio, creator and editor of Pro Football Talk, is at 11. We're going to discuss the Colson Montgomery situation and really what it means for the Sox franchise. Halftime, 11:45. Five on it is at noon. That's our five sports questions.
Well done and yesterday.
Today, one internet question that we want to ask everybody. Mark Grody brought up a flashpoint that we need to look at in a different way. It was from a season that was 10 years ago and how two teams have changed since. We will get into the deeper dive on Luther Burden when it comes to tape analysis at 1. Steve Stone joins us at 1:25.
Have a great show.
Thanks, guys.
Oh.